This is Equestrian Legacy Radio's Saddle Up America, and from Nashville, Tennessee, I'm Gary Holt, and joining me from the Show Me State is our co-host, Tina Mae Weber. Good morning, Tina Mae.
Good morning, Gary. How are you today?
I'm doing great. The grass is getting green, and we are ready to hit the trails, and I know we've got a great show lined up today, so tell us who we have joining us.
Well, today we have the lovely Susanna Gibson, founder and publisher of Trailblazer Magazine. Then we travel to Keystone, South Dakota, and talk with Jim Smith, owner of Elk Haven Horse Camp.
All right. Sounds like we're going to have a great show. Susanna is always a lot of fun, and we're going to be in the shadow of Mount Rushmore today for the second half of the show. So it's going to be an exciting show, and we want to remind folks that Saddle Up America is made possible by our great sponsors at the General Store, where you'll find everything for the horse lover and folks that love the Western and equestrian lifestyle in the General Store on our website at equestrianlegacy.net. And our great show sponsors for Saddle Up America are Trailhead Supply, your source for the best in camping, horse packing, and horse riding gear, your full-service online packing supply store. Shop with them at trailheadsupply.com. And TrailGuard, 24-hour roadside travel assistance. TrailGuard was founded with one mission in mind, and that's guarding you down life's trails. You can learn more about TrailGuard at trailguard.com. org. So grab a big cup of coffee, sit back in the saddle, and join us. And when we come back, we'll be talking with Susanna Gibson. You're listening to Equestrian Legacy Radio, heard around the world online at equestrianlegacy.net.
I'm back in the saddle again. Out where a friend is a friend, where the longhorn cattle feed on the lowly jimson weed, I'm back in the saddle again. Riding the range once more, toting my old 44, where you sleep out every night and the only law is right. Back in the saddle again. Whoopee-tie-i-o, rocking to and fro. Back in the saddle again. Whoopee-tie-i-ay, I go my way. Back in the saddle again. Back in the saddle again, out where a friend is a friend, where the longhorn cattle feed on the lowly jimson weed, I'm back in the saddle again, riding the range once more, toting my old 44. Where you sleep out every night, and the only law is right. Back in the saddle again. Whoopee-tie-i-o, rocking to and fro. Back in the saddle again. Whoopee-tie-i-ay, I go my way. Back in the saddle again.
Well, that's Mr. Gene Autry back in the saddle again, and what a great way to get started with the show today. And we always love having Susanna Gibson join us. Good morning, Susanna.
Well, good morning from Central California.
Good morning, Susanna.
Good morning, Jen. How are you doing?
Fantastic. I am just itching to get out on the trails and travel this country.
I know it. Oh, that's a hard transition. Although in here in California, it's been 80 degrees for about 2,000 months. So,
you
ride
just about
been, all year long.
Yeah, you guys have been killing me out there. You know, about a little over a week ago, we were at 10 degree with a wind chill here in Tennessee, and in Santa Clarita with Bobby Jean Bell, she was like 85.
Oh.
And I said, you know, I'm just tired of hearing this, you know, but we'll catch up.
Yeah.
And we
the big news lately is California has 1 year of water left.
Yeah, that's
a political thing, but
that is a real challenge right there. And, you know, we pray for enough rain, but not all at one time out there. But
that's
it's going to take.
Thing, it needs to sink in and not run off. So sometimes people out here, you know, California is pretty liberal, but sometimes people come along and when you have a beautiful green front lawn like I do, they stick signs on it that says, you know, you're killing California or something like that. And,
Yeah. I saw. Well, of course, they've had some water bans out there in the past on car washing, and people get real upset when they see a clean car go down the highway.
They do, and that's not a problem with me because mine's usually dirty. So, but I say that it's for the environment and everybody. Goes, oh, wow, that's cool.
Oh gosh, I tell you, and I've not shared this before. When I first got into radio, I was probably 16 or 17. And the gentleman in the little town that I was from here in Tennessee had started a radio station, and I had been involved in public speaking, and he contacted me and said, Gary, how would you like to be a disc jockey? And I thought, well, shoot, that's pretty cool because, you know, it's like a chick magnet, you know. Girls love disc jockeys. But the reason I mention that is this gentleman's name was Mr. Davis, and he bought a new Chevrolet. And the entire time that he owned that car, he never washed it. Never washed it. And it was just, you know, it was kind of a – of course, he'd come driving down the highway, a two-lane highway, and he'd be on either side of the road that he wanted to be on. So he was just that kind of guy. But never washed that Chevrolet. But anyway, the water situation out there I know is a real problem, and in some parts of the Southwest, it's a real challenge too. But we're going to talk about trail riding today, and a little bit later we're going to be talking about some changes that are going on with Trailblazer, primarily with the website. But let's talk a little bit about that very first issue.
What the heck was I thinking? There was another endurance magazine that had started. It was called Saddle Action. And it was a guy here in town, and he'd done his first endurance ride, and so he started actually a beautiful, glossy magazine. But he lost his shirt on it every single month. But he was a wealthy guy, and he didn't care. And then one day he walked in and said, we're shutting it down. And the staffers, six of us in there, we went, what? He goes, yep, it's losing too much money and I'm bored with it. So we're shutting down today. And here's your severance paychecks, and off we went. And he turned to me and he said, if you can find someone to sell it, you know, to buy it, you can, you know, they'll hire you and you can still have a job. Oh, okay, I'll find somebody. And and then I went to have a beer with a friend to cry, and she says, well, why don't you do it? And I go, oh, my gosh. And she said, you could do it. And I go, yeah, I can do it. And so I just started. And back in those days, I mean, no computers. Everything was, you went into the dark room, you used the machine to make halftones for photos. All the type was run out in galleys, and you had to wax them. And, I mean, it was unbelievably, I would say, 20 times more complicated than today. And so I got it ready to go, and a friend of mine loaned me $2,000 to get the first issue going, and I paid her back in 30 days with 10% interest, and that was the beginning. It literally started on my kitchen table.
Oh, wow. Now, Susanna, I will give you $2,000 today for Trailblazer.
For the magazine?
That's
right. Oh, cool, because at the end of every year, it's always for sale. At least back in the day it was, I would be so. Yeah, and that was, and, you know, to this day, I've never had a partner. I've never borrowed money for the magazine. It just, you know, keeps stuff going. And I know if I had an investor and salespeople and all that, it'd be bigger. But I care about the content. That's just my passion. And if I wanted to double my advertising, I could. If I had somebody to do that. But they find us. And we have a couple of new companies this month that found us. Firestone, one of them. And it's just that we look so good that they can't stand not advertising with us. So, but even from the beginning, and then partway through, it was all endurance, and I had started endurance riding at that same time. And then, I can't remember even when it was, but I think it was at the 15-year mark, because we've been going for 37 years, I decided that we didn't have a large enough market. The endurance riders, there was only about 2,000 of them. And I said, we need to reach out into recreational. And I remember a person working with me at the time said, oh, well, I mean, that's going to be like the most boring magazine, you know, trail riding. What's trail riding? That's just like, you know, boring. And I said, no, it's not. It's not the way I'm going to do it. And so we switched our, and when Bobby Joe Weber came on board, and she was one of the founders of, not founders, but the first people working with Equus magazine, and she is still to this day at age 64, I think, doing endurance riding.
Yeah.
She had that background, because what endurance riding brings to Trailblazer is a background of the understanding of the mechanical, metabolic, and mental state of the horse, because all those things have to happen if you're going to finish a ride. Your horse has to be high marks on all of it, or you're scratched. And so we brought that to Trailblazer, and we didn't dumb it down. You know, we tell them things in articles that they just don't read anyplace else. And it's not that it's sophisticated and hard to read. It's just that it's information that owners really need to know to take good care of their horses. I mean, they just really need to know it. So we made that transition. It's kind of a slow transition. And finally, I mean, in the beginning, it was literally me. On my credits thing, I made up 10 different names for myself. And I was publisher, editor, distribution. I just find that old issue and made a copy of that. Because I pretty much did everything. But I've been so, so blessed over the last 10 years to have Bobby Joe leading the way as editor. She's just the best there is. And Diane and Dennis and, you know, Terry Folks and, you know, and our writers, Bob Eversole. I mean, he's just the best. And Wendy Murdoch has just joined us, and she has such a talent for teaching people how to really ride in concert with their horse. And she does it in a way that it makes sense to you. You don't feel intimidated. They're not trying to teach you, quote-unquote, dressage, just trying to help you sit properly so that your horse has a better ride and you have a better ride. So I think our strength is the authors that we bring in that are so unique and expert in their field. And, of course, our graphics are, I think somebody recently said, National Geographic quality of, you know, graphics inside, which that's kind of my bailiwick. But that's how we started. And there were there was two or three times when I did put it up for sale. I was so exhausted. But I remember one guy was very, very interested, but what he told me was the problem is, Susan, I'd have to hire 5 people to
to do what you're doing. Yeah. Oh, wow.
So now, and with the new technology and the, you know, the computers and just all the way that when you even upload the whole issue to the printer and never leave the house, and it's just amazing. But that's how I started it. It wasn't that I knew diddly squat about publishing or journalism or how to run a business or anything. It was just pure passion for trail riding.
Oh, wow. Well, it's a gorgeous magazine, and you've got some great folks. A lot of the folks that write for you, we're fortunate enough to have had you as guest on the show. And it's real funny, talking about endurance, Keith Keebler does some articles for you. And Keith and I were communicating back and forth not too long ago about him coming back on the show. And, of course, he's an attorney. And it's like, well, I've got a trial that's going to take about 2 weeks, so let's get back and see what we can do. But these people are all passionate about what they do, and they actually are doing the things that they write about. So, you know, it's not somebody that's just done some kind of a study. These people are actually boots in the saddle.
We had one last year. There was one professional writer who tends to write for lots of magazines, and I don't know why she thought this letter was going to make us give her more stories, but she was just saying how you know, that the writing wasn't like an A-plus Harvard graduate writing style, and that she could do this and she could do that. And I answered her back very politely, but I said, the thing I am most proud of is that our article, we don't go out and seek professional, generic authors to write, to go interview somebody else, like interview Robert Eversole and then write it.
Right.
Robert writes his own stuff. Susan Laurentiis writes her own stuff. Wendy writes her own stuff. And Bobby cleans it up so it's, you know, A at Harvard. But that way you get the sense and the, you're not just quoting like, oh, and then Wendy said such and such. I mean, Wendy just writes the whole thing. And I think that's pretty unique. I don't know of any other magazine that does that in the horse industry. And obviously we have to pick people that not only are brilliant at what they do, but can communicate it in writing as well. But that's, I think, what makes another thing that makes trail riders so darn unique. And everybody has a different style when they write.
Yeah. Well, it's, again, you've got some talented writers and very knowledgeable folks, and folks that are not only enjoyable to read what they have to write, but fun to talk with, and we can get them on the show. So, hey, we want to talk a little bit about technology and how that's changing, and maybe talk a little bit about some things that are changing with the website, but we need to take a real quick break and come back and do that. And we are having a national trail ride, or a trail ride, and a benefit concert for the Fiona Rose Murphy Foundation, and I'm looking for you to be there, so I know that's on your calendar.
You would dance, and you said you never dance, but you said you'd dance with me at the dance.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
Well, now, see, Susanna, you've got to come for that.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what the thing is. So I'm going to do my best. I have breast cancer, and I'm doing really, really, really well, but I don't even buy green bananas anymore, because who knows? So,
I'm just trying hard as I can to keep going. Yeah, first time I've been compared to a green banana, but we're going to count on you there. So,
it's just scheduling things out ahead, you know.
But I'm mentioning that because we have a little giveaway that we're doing, and if you will go and like our Facebook page, Equestrian Legacy Radio, then we're going to have a drawing on April the 2nd, and we're going to give away 2 tickets to the Michael Martin Murphy concert. So we want to encourage folks to visit our Facebook page and like us there, and you'll be entered into the drawing for 2 tickets to the legendary Michael Martin Murphy concert, part of our trail ride at the Circle E Guest Ranch in Tennessee. and that concert will be taking place on June the 6th. And we're going to take a real quick break for this and then talk about one of our sponsors. And we're going to come back and talk more with Susanna Gibson, and who is now practicing her dancing. And I am too. So anyway, you're listening to Equestrian Legacy Radio, heard around the world online at equestrianlegacy.net. TrailGuard, 24-hour roadside travel assistance with unlimited vehicle towing to a dealership that services your make vehicle, a second tow vehicle to get your trailer and horses home or to your destination, 24-hour coverage for you in your vehicle or the one that you're driving or anyone driving your vehicle, and a 24-hour personal assistance to help plan your trip and much, much more. TrailGuard was founded with one mission in mind, and that's guarding you down life's trails. Learn more today about TrailGuard at trailguard.org. And that young lady that was just singing is Kristen Harris, and Kristen is the Western Music Association and the Academy of Western Artists Female Artist of the Year, and was talking with Kristen last night, and Susanna, she's going to come next year to our event, and somebody that you've familiar with is our good friend Belinda Gale. She's coming next year. We've got a great lineup for this year, but gosh, people are just jumping on board and saying we're coming next year for this event. So,
the only reason you don't have 10,000 people there is that they just simply don't know about it. And so, we're going to make sure with Trailblazer and every way we can, we're going to be promoting it and letting people know what a blast it is.
Well, I appreciate it, and I'm looking forward to talking with Dutch. I know that you guys are going to have a nice story that you're doing on the trail ride in your May issue that will be coming out. But anyway, it's all to help kids that have brittle bone disease, and we appreciate you and so many of these artists and other folks that are jumping in and helping to promote this event. So it's going to be a big time this year. We're going to just dance and dance and dance. So we've got a great band for the Cowboy Up Ball, and Tina May, we may even get you in on that. Yeah.
Yes, Tina May.
I'm ready.
It's for a good cause.
Well, it's for a great cause. It is for a great cause. And when you see these kids that we're able to help from the money that was raised last year, it makes everything worthwhile. So, anyway, it's going to be a lot of fun. Let's talk a little bit about some changes, because you've already change the look to your website, and it is absolutely beautiful. Talk a little bit about how technology is working with you and some changes that you have with your website.
Well, yeah, just in one day, Diane, who's my number one assistant and pretty much runs the whole show, we were talking about changing the website. And we wanted to make it more interactive, more fun things on it, because up until now, it's been a place that you go and you subscribe, and that was pretty much it. We didn't, because we have a magazine, you know, so we didn't need to put a lot of stuff out. So working with Diane, I gave her the vision of, the purpose of it, the goal of it, and she put it together. I mean, she's just amazing. It's up right now, and it's got some great things on it, on, I think, around April 1st. I'm not quite sure. I don't want to make a commitment, because Diane hates it when I make a commitment. a lot of pressure. But things that are going to be added on soon is we'll have one section that will be bloggers. And we have Bobby Joe Weber, who's going to be blogging for us. We have Robert Eversall, who's going to be blogging for us. And we just have some really, really talented people, and they're going to be nice long blogs. And they're just going to talk about whatever is on their mind, you know, and it's going to be in a blog form, not like an article. And that I'm real excited about. Then we've got a video page where we have Sean Patrick and Sue De Laurentiis and Helena Bresk, and several other people who write for us, who, again, are superstars in their own right, and they're going to be a new video of theirs every single month is going to be up there on whatever they choose it to be. We're going to have a photo contest and a photo gallery. We're going to be giving away prizes for people who submit their photos. And then we'll post the best of the photos on the website with the people's name and the information about the trail. And then each month we're going to pick a winner, and it's going to be a pretty big prize. And then we have our prize page, which, again, we're getting some really, really nice prizes. And there'll be, I think, 4 drawings a month. And they're just, it might be a survey you have to take, or a answer a question, or talk about your favorite trail rider, just, you know, things like that, and you can enter that, and we're going to be giving away a lot of that. And then, you know, we'll just keep growing it from there, where we'll have more interactive, where people can write things on there. We still have our Facebook page, which is wonderful, and but we just really want our Trailblazer site to be a hub of new information and fun and cartoons and we're going to have one section called Good People, Good Causes. You are going to be on that one.
Oh, that's great. Thank you.
That you do. And that's also. But good people, good causes, and be able to give people updates on neat stuff that's coming up that can help people. I mean, kindness, that was what my Trails End was this month, is just the importance of kindness through all of what is going on in the world. Just be kind. Be kind to the people you meet, the people you're around. Find a way, you know, to help people, and even if it's a tad bit inconvenient, just stop and take the time to care and love and be kind and respectful to people. And I think the horse industry has that kind of nailed. I think that's who we are.
Yeah, really do. They really do. And it's, you know, I see that as we're putting things together for this event that we're doing to help these kids with brittle bone disease. I have a suggestion. And that is that when we're dancing at the Cowboy Up Ball, that would be a great video to have on your website. I'll even
we are going to have a funny video section. Oh, man, you are persistent. have no idea how much I want to come. You have no idea. It's on my calendar, and it's even in ink on my calendar.
That's good, because I'm looking forward to seeing you there. That's going to be a lot of fun. You're going to meet some great, great folks that are going to be showing up for that, and what a blessing it will be for them to be able to meet you as well. Hey, we're running out of time, as we always do. And let's tell people where they can find Trailblazers' website now.
You bet. www.trailblazermagazine.us. .us.
Okay.
I mean, not two U.S.s, but it's not .com, it's .us. Trailblazermagazine.us.
.us.
Yep.
Yeah, we'll go look at it because, the website looks great. I peeked at it the other day and just kept going through and looking at things, and it's looking terrific, and it's going to be a lot of fun with a lot of information there. And, of course, you can subscribe to Trailblazer Magazine right from the website, and you can go and like their Facebook page because they're just like we are. We love to
be
liked.
We're always innovative. You know, the best issue is the next issue. The best of the website is next month. That's been my motto for 37 years, is the next one. This is a good one, but the next one's going to be better. And I love that after 37 years, I am still excited every time a new issue comes out, and I just get it and read it cover to cover, even though I've already read it 5 times. But it's really a magazine that's worth you just will learn so, so much and have a lot of fun stuff, too.
All right. Well, pick it up and read it and keep it. And folks are going to enjoy all the information and the photographs because they're beautiful. And Susanna, we love you. We always enjoy having you on the show. And I know Tina May and I both are expecting to have a big time with you the first week of June.
Yes, we are.
Okay.
I'll have to cancel my skydiving trip, darn it. Okay.
Yes, please do. Hey, you sent me a picture of you skydiving the other day, and I almost lost my breakfast. It was unbelievable. But anyway, so much fun. So we look forward to talking with you soon.
Okay, God bless you.
God bless you.
Bye,
thanks
Susanna.
A lot.
Bye-bye, Tina May.
Okay. And we want to remind folks that Saddle Up America is brought to you by Trail Guard 24-Hour Roadside Travel Assistance. You can learn more about Trail Guard at trailguard.org. And Trailhead Supply, your full-service online horse packing supply store. You can shop with them at trailheadsupply.com. When we come back, we're going to be traveling out to South Dakota and talking with Jim Smith of Elk Haven Horse Camp. You're listening to Equestrian Legacy Radio, heard around the world online at equestrianlegacy.net.
I want to write a golden palomino. Palomino, like the sun you always glow. I want to write a golden palomino.
Jim Smith in the shadow of Mount Rushmore near Keystone, South Dakota. Jim, welcome to the show.
Hey, good afternoon.
Hi, Jim.
Hi, Tina. Or howdy,
we are,
I say.
Howdy.
Howdy, howdy, howdy. Hey, we're excited to have you joining us today and find out more about Elk Haven and all of the activities and the sites that are around there. So, Jim, let's start out just a little bit talking about your horse background and how long you've had Elk Haven and how that came to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I'm very, very excited to have the chance to talk about the Black Hills and Elk Haven. It's I don't think a half hour is going to be enough time because people that come out even for 5 days, 7 days, it's not enough time to see and do everything that's out there.
Wow.
So we'll do our best in a half an hour.
All right. Well,
it's a beautiful area.
We can even fudge a little bit if we need to, Jim. So
okay. All
yeah,
right.
it's our show. We can do what we want to with this. So just going to have a good time talking about your place.
Well, good. Elk Haven started, we've owned the horse camp for 3 years. It was owned prior to that for seven. And 2 years prior to that, it became a campground for people to bring their horses. The camp itself is been in existence for many, many years prior to that, maybe up to 40 years, but actually as a horse camp, it's been 2 plus 7 plus 3, and we're going on our fourth season.
Wow.
But a little history behind that is that Sherry and I, we have been together since the eighth grade.
Oh, wow.
Yep, and Sherry started off her career as a teacher and ended as the at the University of Iowa hospitals and clinics and diagnostic of children with disabilities. I started off kind of in the insurance business as an agent, securities representative, ended up as vice president and director of sales and marketing for an insurance company. And as the life goes, people have roads of life that have some turns in them. And, you know, once in a while, those turns are stronger and sharper than others. And so October 11th, we're sitting around the campfire with Sherry's brother and sister-in-law after riding that day and relaxing around the campfire. And they have been to Elk Haven prior to that, about 6 years in a row, and loved it. And they have been talking about Elk Haven for, you know, about those 6 years, showing us videos and pictures and talking about how much fun it is. And the people they introduced to them have been going years before that. And she's got her denim shirt on with the embroidered Elk Haven over the pocket, and that conversation came up again. And they said, you know what, that Elk Haven has been for sale for about 2.5 years now.
Oh, wow.
Well, it just so happens with Sherry and I in this in life change that we're in, I couldn't let that go. And being an accounting background and then a financial background, I started thinking at the numbers. And one thing leads to another, and by from October of the campfire to May of the following year, we turned the key on Elk Haven.
Oh, that's such a neat story.
Wow.
That is a neat story. So when we visited a little bit before the show yesterday, I came away with the impression that you were a pretty good guy, but if Sherry has stayed with you since the eighth grade, you must be a really good guy.
I must be pretty darn lucky. I'm a lucky guy, that's for sure.
Oh, gosh. Well, tell us a little bit about the campground itself.
Okay. The campground itself, if I could back up a little bit and tell you what's around the campground,
okay.
It's pretty incredible. And then we can go down to a smaller of the campground itself because it's the destination of the Black Hills that is incredible.
Mm-hmm.
First and foremost is Mount Rushmore. The National Monument Mount Rushmore brings people from all over the country, and I didn't think about it until we got there, but people from all over the world make that their destination when they come into the States. It's amazing how many people stop in our store throughout the day to have a barbecue sandwich and are from different parts of the world. I was amazed the numbers that come by. We also have in the area, there's Crazy Horse Memorial, which is the largest mountain carving in progress in the world. There is Wind Cave National Park. It's a national park. It's the fourth largest cave in the world. To the west of us, or the east of us, is Badlands National, and it's 244,000 acres, Badlands.
Oh, wow.
To the north of us is Devil's Tower. It's the first national monument in the United States. There's Jewel Cave, which is the longest cave national monument in the world. And that's just some of the big things. There's Deadwood, famous Deadwood for gambling and history. The Sturgis Motorcycle Rally is just north of us with Deadwood. That brings about 500,000 bikers the first week in August. The Devil's Tower in Wyoming is one of the most outstanding. I think that might have been the first national monument in the area. And then, there's hiking and fishing and swimming and lakes. And then right close to us, we're just a half mile out of the second largest state park in the United States called Custer State Park.
Oh, wow. And, wow.
And it probably has the top 10 wildlife destination in the United States, Custer State Park itself.
Wow. Well, wow. There's nothing to see or do in your area, is there?
No. There's a Harney Peak, 7,242 feet. It's a fire lookout, started in the 1930s. People hike that every day, and they say it's the highest peak. If you go from Harney Peak going east, it's the highest peak until you get to the French Pyrenees.
Goodness gracious.
You can see four states from there. Now, the Harney Peak's
interesting because you've definitely got plenty to see.
From our campground, people bring their horses, and we probably have someone riding to Mount Rushmore practically every day.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a four-hour ride, we say, by quarter horse speed to get there, and that's probably three and a half coming back. But we go four and four each way.
Wow. Well, how, you know, as you're talking about all the sites that there are to see from your facility, how long do people usually spend when they come to stay with you?
We have generally people stay 7 to 10 days. We got some to stay 2 weeks. A few people are coming through and are staying 2 or 3 days. But you just, even in a week's time, it's hard to see everything there is to see. And as wonderful all these places are, if you can see this on horseback, it's another whole world of just outstanding beauty.
Yeah, well, you just see things. You just see things differently from the back of a horse than you would if you were hiking or if you were driving, particularly if you were driving through.
Yes.
Yeah. It's a whole different panorama.
We're located on one of the most scenic highways in the United States, called the Norbeck Scenic Highway. And somewhere back in I think the 30s, I'm not sure exactly, Peter Norbeck, I think, was a senator, and they put together a road that is about 70 miles long. It has pigtail bridges, three of them, the 360-degree bridges, three single-lane rock tunnels, cathedral spires called the Needles part of the highway, and we are located right on the Iron Mountain Road portion of it. So anybody who comes to Black Hills, whether on a motorcycle or a car or whatever, they will travel the Norbeck Scenic Highway, Iron Mountain Road, and chances are, after talking with people, oh, I've been to your place. I've had a beer up on the deck, on the sitting in a rocking chair.
Wow.
Well, that is awesome. Well, it sounds like you got plenty of destinations around your area. Let's talk. Let's describe your facilities. What you have once people arrive there. Let's talk about that.
The campground itself has. We have RV sites and cabins. So if you don't have a trailer with living facilities, we have the cabins. The RV sites are ones that have the full hook with the water, sewer, and electric, so that it's not a primitive campground. There are some of those around, but here you can live in your own luxury of your own. If you spent that much money on a trailer, you should live in luxury. The cabins are nice. They're ones that have been, they're rustic. They've been there for 45, 50 years, but they're cabins with bunk beds and a microwave and refrigerator. And the general store that we're in is located very close. It's got the laundry, the showers, and the bathrooms. Our restaurant opens at 7 in the morning with hot biscuits and gravy, French toast, and scrambled eggs and cinnamon rolls.
And what about for the horses? You've got some very nice-sized pens for the horses as well, each of these campsites.
That's a little unusual for our camp because all the horses have their own 16-by-18-foot pen, and each site has their pen, and each cabin has its own pen. So your horses will be right next to you. You can look out your window at the cabin or out of your horse trailer, and they're right there.
And you have some good pull-through sites for people with big rigs?
We do. We have several sites that are pull-through, some that are back-in, and it makes it easier for big rigs. We've had a couple of people coming from Las Vegas that were pulling some semis. They were professional riders, that, you know, shotgun, pistol, you know, the riding, and they needed a place to stay, and they stayed there at night. So you're able to pull some semis through. So the rigs aren't getting smaller, let's put it that way. They're getting longer and longer all the time.
This is true.
Oh, gosh. Well, you know, I want to talk a little bit more about the restaurant in just a minute and the general store, and I also want to talk about some kind of a novel gas pump you've got there. But we need to take just a real quick break and talk about one of our sponsors, and that is Trailhead Supply, your source for the best camping gear, horse packing equipment, and horse riding gear. Trailhead Supply is your full-service online horse packing supply store with their storefront location in Kalispell, Montana. Trailhead Supply doesn't just sell packing supplies. They stand behind every product they sell, and they use them. Trailhead Supply, your online source for the very best in horse packing equipment and horse riding gear. You can shop with Trailhead Supply online at trailheadsupply.com. When we come back, we're going to be talking more with Jim about some of the great ribs that he has there and some more interesting facts about Elk Haven Horse Camp. You're listening to Equestrian Legacy Radio, heard around the world, online at equestrianlegacy.net.
The battle was over at Custer's last stand, and taps were sounding for all the brave men, while one lone survivor, wounded and weak, could manage the brave horse lay at the general's feet. Comanche, you fought hard. Comanche, you tried. You were a good soldier, so hold your head up high. Even the bravest sometimes must fall. Comanche, the brave horse, you gave your all. Though you are silent, your deeds did speak loud. If your buddies could see you, you know they'd be proud. The symbol of bravery at the little big horn. Poor old Comanche, battle-scarred and worn. Comanche, you fought. Comanche, you tried. You were a good soldier, so hold your head up high. Even the bravest sometimes must fall. Comanche, the brave horse, you gave your all. Comanche, you fought hard. Comanche, you tried. You were a good soldier, so hold your head up high. Even the bravest sometimes must fall. Comanche, the brave horse, you gave your all.
That's R.W. Hampton's Comanche, and just a tremendous amount of history in your area there, Jim. How close are you to Custer State Park?
We are half a mile outside of the gate of Custer State Park, which means we have 71,000 acres of Custer State Park to ride out of our front door.
Oh, wow. Wow. Well, I know Tina May always likes to ask a question about the trails there, Tina May.
Yes, I do. I want to talk about these trails. Now, I'm curious. I traveled that McNicholson Trail from start to finish. How close are you to that trail? Because I know that goes through Custer.
We're very close to that. That's connected. All the trails are connected. We have maps for you to follow for those designated trails. some of them will work their way through the Black Elk Wilderness, which is also part of the history. The Black Elk Chief was part of Harney Peak's history. But that same trail system goes to Mount Rushmore, goes to Harney Peak, and works its way down in through Custer State Park. There's so many trails just on those designated trails that you can't do that in a week. That's just a small section of trails to go on, and you might not even decide your first time out that you even have time to do that other than the Mount Rushmore one.
Right, right. Well, it's beautiful territory to ride. It's just absolutely gorgeous to get on your horse and ride in that area. About how many miles of trails do you think you've got there?
You know, it's one of those numbers we've been asked a lot, and I can't even come up with a reasonable number. Here's an idea that we have some people that have come, they're pushing their 10th year now, and they said to me, Jimmy, I just found some more trails, and we're coming back next year to ride those. We didn't get a chance to do all of them.
Wow.
It is pretty incredible. In fact, I've gone out on a horse with some of the local people that are there, which, let me tell you, the local people, it's kind of fun. If you go outside of the Rapid City, Black Hills area, and you live, say, in the Midwest or Iowa, where we've lived in many years, if I wear my cowboy hat and boots, I'm the only one in Walmart. But you go to Rapid City in that area, you feel at home.
I can relate to that.
You'd fit in, Tina May. You'd fit in. Yeah.
I would.
Oh, it's incredible. The local people around Elk Haven ride horses over the mountain, come in for breakfast and lunch frequently. We have a couple that come in every day and have some French toast. And so if you're concerned about getting lost or going out, they're probably going to ride that day anyway. You can always tag along and go with them.
Oh, wow,
or
that's great.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I got to tell you a funny story. You know, I do wear my hat, and sometimes I pack, and then I have my, chaps when it's needed. And I had to stop and get gas at a local gas station here in Missouri. And I went into the gas station. This little girl's eyes was just gapped, and so was her mother. And I used the restroom. When I come back out, they just stopped me, and they said, are you from Texas?
Yeah. I tell people to come out. When they're riding the horses and they're in Custer State Park or on the trails, you know, once in a while you get close to one of the roads, and I tell them, you be prepared because you're going to have people taking pictures. Think you're part of the show out here because, you know, you are the West. They come out West and they hear about the cowboys, and since we're a half mile outside the park, there's 1,003 free-roaming buffalo that they see. And then all of a sudden you come out of the woods across riding a horse. Oh, my gosh, this is the greatest thing. And one gets to stop at our deck to see cowboys actually in boots, spurs, and hats sitting in the rocking chairs. And people pull up, and they're from Switzerland or Germany or wherever, and they see real-life cowboys and cowgirls sitting there on the deck. They can talk to them, shake their hand. The horses are usually tied up right off the front deck. It is incredible. Mm-hmm. They just think, oh, my gosh, where have we gone?
Oh, that's awesome. That is awesome. So a little bit back to the trails.
Yes.
You can actually ride from your camp to Mount Rushmore, and it sounds like you have several sites to see while on your horse and out on the trails. Let's talk a little bit also about the terrain. What people that have never been there, what should they expect on the terrain of the trails?
The trails, out of everything there, the trails are the reason why people come year after year after year. That is the main thing. It is the best location. We've had people a person that lives across the road has been out there for 20 years, and they moved out there just because of Elk Haven's trails. They said, we've been all over the hills, but this is the place where we like to ride the most, and they sold and moved out there. The trails leave right from camp. So you don't have to trailer anywhere if you do not want to. You can if you want to, but you can leave right out of camp two directions. And the novice rider can go for 2 or 3 hours and ride fairly meadow type of riding, easy riding, not a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Go right behind camp for 4 or 5 hours of trails that circle around in and out of the huge ponderosa pines and the grassy meadows. You're going to see elk. You'll see deer. There's pronghorn antelope, bighorn sheep, mountain goats. The mountain lions will probably see you. You won't see them. But then you can also go, as you head towards around Mount Rushmore, you go past a lake called Lakota Lake, which is probably only 4 miles up and back. And that's usually the first trip you go on. It's just a gorgeous little teardrop lake that you come over at the top through the pines. And it's got these huge outcroppings sitting there by the spillway. And you go down its road and you catch the first trailhead onto Mount Rushmore. And that first trailhead has 11 water crossings that the National Guard redid this last summer, so it's just gorgeous. And then you'll enter the Black Elk Wilderness, and or if you want, you can go off trail. You can just do your own. And if you want to go, our deck sits overlooking a huge meadow because we're kind of in a valley, and off about a half mile away, the rock starts to climb up another 1,000 feet. And that is Custer State Park that we're looking at off the front, the national parks in the back. If you want to ride to the top of that peak out there, you can. In fact, many times, group, I say, if you're going to go over there, call me when you get partway up. We'll get our field glasses out, and they'll call on their cell phone. We can see them up there, and they're waving to us. And everybody on the deck at that time is out of the rocking chairs looking and waving, and it's just a riot.
Wow. And if I recall, when I was riding across South Dakota, and I don't want to, you know, tell my non-intelligence here, but I had noticed that on the trail, there you've got a rock there that looked like broken glass or broken mirror. And it's everywhere on that trail. What is that?
I'll tell you a story about that. Our cabin number one sits next to our store, and we had a group pull in one day, and back in, get ready to get the horses out, put them in the pens right there, started unloading right to the cabin, and she came over and said, oh my gosh, we got to move, we got glass everywhere on the ground, something broke down here, we got glass. I go, oh my gosh, let's go take a look, we can't have that happen. And I walk down next to the cabin, and there, what you say, there's a shimmering something that looks like broke glass. It's a rock called mica.
Mica rock, that's it, yeah.
And people used to use it in fireplaces as kind of a glass because it didn't burn, but was opaque. You could see through it, so maybe old stoves would have this made out of mica. But, yes, mica is one of the rocks that you find there, and if you're a geologist at all, you're going to go crazy in the Black Hills with the amount of rocks, the pink quartz, the white quartz, and gold grows in all that quartz.
Wow.
So the little town of Keystone, 11 miles north of us at the base of Mount Rushmore, is a old gold mining town, and there is mines everywhere. In fact, a half mile out of camp, you can walk or ride, but you'll go right through an old silver mine called Spokane Silver Mine.
Well, and I remember when I was riding at McNicholson Trail, and, of course, I would get off the beaten trail, and I took off on another trail and everything, and it seems like there's, like, these old mines everywhere. It was really neat.
There are. They are everywhere. And the Spokane has its old building still, a schoolhouse. At the time, it probably had a town during the war, it probably had 500 to 700 people living in this Spokane town. Now most of the buildings are down, the stores, the churches are down, the schoolhouse is torn down, but you have some remnants left. There's even the tombstone from an old miner that's sitting there, and it's rumored that at night his ghost comes and takes the loose chains that people leave on his tombstone.
That's pretty cool.
Gosh.
I think I might start that too, make a little extra money.
that's right. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Wow,
that is pretty cool.
That's neat. All right.
So if you want to have
go
buffalo,
ahead.
You and your horse want to experience buffalo, you can do that. If you say you want to stay away from buffalo, that's perfectly fine. You don't have to go to Custer State Park. But it is pretty thrilling to be able to ride in the same area the buffalo roam free and the elk and everything. It's pretty funny. The stories of buffalo, I'd like to also say that the motorcycles motorcycles and horses are the number one and two things that come to our camp. The area that you have to ride, all motorcyclists come from all over the country to ride that, once again, the Peter Norbeck Scenic Highway, Iron Mountain Road. And that's what everybody does. They got to ride that road and go through Custer State Park and see the buffalo.
Oh, wow. Wow. Well, it's absolutely the history around there and the sights to see. I could imagine that folks probably need to come and just plan on spending a couple of weeks with you and then make reservations for next year to come back again. That would be my thought.
Mm-hmm. That's what we started making reservations the day that people get ready to depart. Most people start making reservations right for the following year, so that's what we do now.
That is so cool. We wanted to wait until closer to the end of the segment to talk about this because Tina May she'll be salivating on her mic, and we don't want to electrocute her.
Riz.
Let's talk
mm-hmm.
about the and food that you've got there at your general store and restaurant.
Well, I made an investment into a pretty good size smoker that I do, and I love barbecue, and so.
Mm-hmm.
We have barbecue every day after breakfast. We serve it every day. Except for Thursday nights, we do something special. We thought we would start with the campground. I've smoked ribs. I've got a smoker that can do 500. It's a rotisserie smoker that can do 500 pounds of ribs at once.
Oh, wow.
So we thought we'd just start off with the campground doing Thursday nights after a long ride, say, to Mount Rushmore. You come back and didn't want to cook, and you wanted to have a nice sit on the deck and have some beer and have some barbecue. Well, that started off on a Thursday night. We thought maybe we would do it next week. Well, they told the next people, and that next Thursday night started off. And then they told the next people, and then next Thursday night. So we haven't missed a Thursday night since.
Oh, wow.
And, in fact, we have now Rapid City, Keystone, and Custer coming for Thursday nights.
Goodness gracious.
You're going to have to make another night.
You are going to have to do double shifts. It's starting to be a little bit larger than we can, Sherry and I can handle.
Oh, gosh. Well, that is so
smoker.
Cool. Yeah, we want people to go by and visit your Facebook page, and they can do that. If I'm not mistaken, there's a nice picture of the platter of ribs on your Facebook page somewhere that I saw.
Yeah.
But, I kind of got hungry just looking at that photograph that you had of those things. One of the other really neat things that we were talking about yesterday is the gas pump that you have. Tell us about that.
Well, once again, the campground's been in existence for a long time. So 1970s Gil Barco gas pump. And if anybody was around in the 60s and 70s selling their car, one of the things they say when they come in is, oh, my gosh, I haven't used a gas pump like that since I was a teenager or whatever. It is kind of an interesting pump. It's pretty good shape, I'm told, by the people that repair it. It never intended at that time to have gas prices go above $4. So we're at the highest point, it's 3.99. And if it goes above four, we're going to have to sell half gallons or something. It's a pump won't go any higher than $3.99.
Gosh. Well, I'm a pretty old guy, and I never really considered the fact that if we talked about 1970 gas pumps, they would be antiques today. But yeah, they really are.
Next to it, we bought a 1970s pay telephone that is kind of unusual because people say they haven't seen a pay telephone in a while. The unusual part is, since we really don't get cell phone service out there because of the mountains, we've got a wooden a ponderosa pine stump sitting beside it, and if you stand on top of that stump, lean against the pay phone with your cell phone, you can get a bar of reception. And we've got pictures, people standing up there taking pictures, yes. next to the payphone using their cell phone. Isn't that ironic?
That is wild.
That's awesome.
That is wild. Well, it just sounds like a great place to come and spend a week or a couple of weeks and then come back time and time again to Elk Haven Horse Camp. And, Jim, you've done a great job painting a picture for me of what you can see, and I can just imagine that is a place that everybody needs to put on their bucket list. And how can folks get in touch with you? Give us your website.
Well, you can go to elkhavenhorsecamp.com, and they have we have our telephone number or a link to emailing us. And I do all the reservations in person, so if you do call for reservations, you'll be talking to me, not a recording. And we'll
all
work
right.
out the best time and best location for you and your rig and your horses and where you'd like to be. And I like that personal attention.
Well, that is great. That is great. Well, I'd encourage folks to go visit elkhavenhorsecamp.com and visit their Facebook page and like it. And I tell you, just seeing the picture of the ribs is enough to make you want to come out there. But
I got to make sure it's on a Thursday.
Yeah, well, you'll
yes.
have to be there for the whole week and get some of those biscuits in the morning. That sounds pretty good to me. So anyway,
mm-hmm.
any final thoughts, Jim, that you'd like to leave with our audience today?
We had a T-shirt made up by my brother one time. It said, whether you ride a hog or a horse, you're always welcome at Elk Haven Horse Camp.
Oh, love it.
Gosh.
Love
well,
it.
Elk Haven Horse Camp, just outside of Keystone, South Dakota, is the place to go and really enjoy the history and the sights there. If you want to ride with the buffaloes, that's the place of the buffalo. That would be the place to do that and visit Mount Rushmore and get some of those ribs. You know, you may have to start freeze-drying those things and shipping them after this show.
I've had people come and buy 6 or 7 racks at once just to make sure they had it before we closed.
Just, wow.
Like, couldn't make it through the winter. Yep.
Gosh, that's great. Well, Jim, you've been a joy to talk to, and we look forward to visiting with you again sometime. So thanks so much for sharing information on your place and all the history there. A great place to visit is Elk Haven Horse Camp, just outside of Keystone, South Dakota. Jim, thanks so much.
And, Jim, I'm looking forward to meeting you later on this summer.
That would be great. We would love to, and thanks for giving us the opportunity to talk about the Black Hills.
All right.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much.
Right.
You're listening to Equestrian Legacy Radio, heard around the world online at equestrianlegacy.net, and we'll be right back. That's Eli Barcy, Prairie Skies, and Eli is going to be in Nashville the 10th of April for about a week. If anybody's interested in doing a house concert with Eli and her husband John, you can contact me at equestrianlegacy.net, and we'll set that up. But that will be a lot of fun to visit with Eli the 10th of April. So just give me a call or contact us at equestrianlegacy.net. Tina May?
Yes?
I just had a good time today talking with Susanna Gibson. It's always such a joy. And Jim Smith out at Elk Haven Horse Camp in South Dakota. Gosh, what a neat place to go and visit.
Mm-hmm. He's got the ideal location.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
that is beautiful riding. I recommend anybody to go in that area in South Dakota and ride. It's gorgeous.
All righty. Well, we haven't talked about the Legacy Club. Tell us a little bit about our Legacy Club and what we've got coming up for Legacy Club members.
I sure will. Our Legacy Club membership is free. The benefits are great, like discounts and promos from our Legacy Club sponsors and select campgrounds, dude ranches, and even mini Western vacations. You are also entered into our drawings for free prizes, like our end-of-the-year prize of a two-horse Hydro Horse watering system from a premier Legacy Club sponsor, Hydro Horse. And our monthly prize drawing, like this month's two-horse Save Highline from our select sponsor, Camp with Horses. You can sign up to be a Legacy Club member at equestrianlegacy.net.
All right, and shop with our sponsors. You can shop with them right online at equestrianlegacy.net. If you're a Legacy Club member, there are great discounts and special offers, and so you can do that and sign up today for our Legacy Club. Doesn't cost you anything. It's free, and you're
it's
eligible for all.
It's free and it saves you money.
It's free and saves you money. Can it get better? I mean, can it get
they
any better
It can't get any
that?
Better than that. Mm-mm.
No. No. Well, we've got a lot of things that are going on. We've got a great show lined up for next Thursday. Tell us who we're going to be visiting with.
Next Tuesday?
Our next Tuesday, that's right.
Go ahead.
No, I just started saying we have a good show lined up for Thursday, too, but let's talk about next Tuesday's show.
There you go. And we have one on Sunday after that. So, but next Tuesday, we have Melissa Sells with Showtime Trailers in Tennessee. Then we travel to Cat Springs, Texas, and talk with David Resnicek, owner of the 7IL Ranch.
All right.
I've been
so,
there, too. It's a nice place to ride.
All right. So we're gonna find out about getting our trailers ready for spring and maybe what you might want to look for if you're upgrading your trailer this year. This is the time to be doing that. So Showtime will be with us. And another great guest ranch and campground out in Texas to visit. On Thursday, we'll be talking with Aspen Black on the Campfire Cafe. We'll share her music and poetry and talk about a new book that she's written to help our horse people communicate better with their horses. So that's on the Campfire Cafe this Thursday at noon. And then Blessed Trails with Belinda Gale is going to be kind of a special show. That's 9 o'clock on Sunday morning. And Marilyn Tuttle, 89 years old, is a legend in the music world. And she's going to be visiting on the Blessed Trails with Belinda Gale this Sunday morning. And then we'll have a special show on Saturday for people to join us for Saddle Up Saturday starting at 8 o'clock. So you can tune in anytime on Saturday for that show.
Absolutely.
Just a lot of great things that are going on with Equestrian Legacy Radio. We also want to remind you to visit our website and find out more about Equestrian Legacy Radio's trail ride and benefit for the Fiona Rose Murphy Foundation, and that's June 4th through the 7th. More than a trail ride, even though there are 120 miles of trails to ride at the beautiful Circle E Guest Ranch, we have this year Craig Cameron's Extreme Cowboy Association National Championship that is part of our event. We have the Cowboy Up Ball, and you can see me dancing with Susanna for that.
We're going to crown
the King and Queen of the Cowboys, and then on Friday night we've got a great concert with Templeton Thompson, Stephanie Lane, and the Sawdust Brothers, and then the legendary Michael Martin Murphy is in concert with the Rio Grande Band on Saturday night. And then on Sunday morning, we'll spend some time giving thanks for all the blessings that we have with our cowboy church. Wayne Holt will be speaking, and Mike and Doris Merritt, a very talented husband and wife duo from Oklahoma, will be providing the music for the service on Sunday morning. So it's just a lot of great activities, and all of that is to benefit kids with brittle bone disease. You can find out more about that. Make your reservations right from equestrianlegacy.net. And if you can't come ride with us, then tickets are available to the general public for the Friday night and the Saturday night concerts. And you can purchase those tickets online at equestrianlegacy.net as well. So, Tina May, any final thoughts on this Tuesday?
Well, you know, we had Susanna as guest, you know, with Trailblazer Magazine, and that is one good magazine. I just want to encourage people to sign up to get their Trailblazer Magazine, and they have new places in there and all kinds of good, interesting articles, and I just want to encourage people to sign up for the Trailblazer Magazine.
All right, very cool, very cool. Well, listen, we appreciate everyone joining us and listening today. We're going to close the show out with a legend in his own right, and that's Mr. Ian Tyson riding down the canyon. We remind you, as always, if you climb in the saddle,
get ready for the ride.
Get ready for the ride on Equestrian Legacy Radio, heard around the world online at equestrianlegacy.net. Thanks for listening.
Desert sun goes. down.